first of all, there's in the beginning, there's the laser, right? You got to transmit the signal. So you got to have a particular kind of laser that doesn't spread energy all over the frequency domain, the wavelength domain. So there's standard commercial lasers that have been in use for years that are narrow banded. They were originally made narrow, they called them distributed feedback lasers. And they, well, by the way, I forgot to say that one of the things I did in my radar, in my wavelength optical communication career was to finally do something that I always wanted to do, which was to write a book. So I learned a lot about this. I learned more about optical stuff in writing that book than I think it's a sort of textbook on fiber optic networks from 1993. And anybody who reads it will ever learn. But so there's this thing called a distributed feedback laser, which has been in use in optical communications at single wavelength for years. Because they found that you had to have a very narrow spectrum in order to avoid the effects of dispersion. The fiber would send slightly different velocity, any glass will send at slightly different velocities or slightly different frequencies. And therefore, if you're trying to send information, you've got to be careful that if this thing jumps around, if the frequency coming out of the laser is spread out, part of that spectrum is going to arrive earlier and part of it later than the main part of it, and that's going to smear every bit a little bit. And if you're trying to send it at fast enough bit rate, you can rapidly run into intersignal interference. So they all already had lasers in existence because of this dispersion thing that operated at a single frequency. And we were able from the beginning to very carefully specify to the manufacturer what frequency those had to be so that you could build at the transmitter for each wavelength a tiny little radio transmitter consisting of a laser in a can about the size of a sugar cube. The laser itself is inside that, it's about the size of a grain of salt. And these lasers were like a little radio transmitter that transmitted just on one frequency, and it didn't have a too wide a frequency spread. And you could turn it on and off just by stopping and starting the current that was driving it. That was the transmitter. That was the easy part. The hard part was how to pick apart this composite of arriving signals. All at these different colors of light at different frequencies, different wavelengths. And there has been a variety of techniques for, they're all passive, which is to say that they're unpowered, they're just pieces of glass of one fancy design or another. And what you have is a little box with one fiber coming in and N fibers coming out. Light comes in of all these different colors, and as long as the colors match what these individual outputs want to see, the outputs will carry the light just at that one color. The ones that we first started using were based on diffraction gratings, and later on, they're all based in one form or another, basically on a diffraction grating, which is to say you have have the light pass through some thing that has spatial variations that match the wavelength of the light coming in. They don't wavelength match the wavelength of the light coming in, and not much light comes out, but if they happen to coincide, then a lot of light comes out. So you build one channel to have wrinkles in the glass material, corresponding channel number one, and the next one has corresponding channel number two, and so forth. So the light comes in at channels one, two, et cetera, and comes out individually at those different ones. Immediately thereafter, it falls on a photodetector, and light becomes bits again, the same way bits became light transmitting in. And I have to say that even though the design of the lasers hasn't changed much since we started work on this in 1987, 12 years later, there's still the so-called DFB, distributed feedback lasers, the way to go to transmit. The price has come way down, and the performance has gotten a lot better. Yeah. The receivers, on the other hand, have been a real fairyland of new innovations and sexy new techniques that come up every year or two and obsolete the previous ones. It's getting better and better.